Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Welcome to August. Hello.
Hi.
So this is Miss Elizabeth, and I'm here with Miss Marilyn, and this is one of the wonkiest weeks of the year, astrologically speaking. And I will say, be like a duck and let things roll off your back, because you could look at somebody the wrong way and they're just itching to fight. Everybody's like a little fire ant out there. Mm-hmm. Listen, I just think that this is par for the course right now. You know, of course, it's the hottest month of the year here in the U.S. too. And then, you know, it's just, it is a bumpy week. That's all I'm going to say. I've been very selective about what and who and where I go. And I've been kind of planning this for a little while now. So far, so good. But we decided that this month we were going to have a theme for our entire month. And our entire month is proactive power, our personal power, and being proactive about staying in our power, where our power leaks are, how we can empower ourselves and other people, you know. All of that. So we're going to dive into the realm of power. And today, particularly, we're talking about being reactive versus proactive and your perceptions, because obviously your perception really will depend on whether you're going to be reactive or proactive. And I would say, especially this week, you know, if you ever heard that expression, check yourself before you wreck yourself. I think it's really easy for me, I will always speak for me, to get into that little whirly bird and start cycling down and getting more frustrated. So I'm consciously trying to hold my personal power. And so some of the questions we were thinking were, how do you hold your personal power? Do you know how to engage when you are enraged? When we are hot with emotion, we have to learn how to center ourselves. And right timing is everything. Sometimes it's best for our own self-preservation that we just hold our tongue and wait for another day. Not everything is urgent and needs to be addressed, especially if you're like a little fire sign like me and hot-headed and you stick your foot in your mouth sometimes.
Well, it's choosing your battles, right? It's learning how to choose the battles that how would I say, almost like worthy of battling, right? Because not every not every event is needs to be sometimes even addressed, right? Sometimes we just have to, like you said, you know, just shake it off, right? Just shake it off, like, you know, the ducks do. You know, they can be in the water and they can get into this big fight in the water, and next thing you know, they're shaking it all off their body, right? And then they're just moseying along, like nothing ever happened. Yeah, like nothing ever happened.
Your side of the rink and their side of the rink.
Yeah, and so that's part of the, you know, part of the understanding also is like when I was thinking about that this morning, and I said, so, you know, what we have experienced in our lives has molded us into the person that we are today, right? This is part of the reason why we respond to things, because we've collected experiences and those feelings and emotions were attached to them and we're walking around with them. So it was how we felt and experienced the events, you know, that left the imprint and the understanding of how safe or how protected or loved we felt or we believed we were. So that's an important thing because it created, like I think about it, I was really writing stuff this morning because I'm going, yeah, because it creates the cellular memory. And that is so mm-hmm. important for us to recognize that there is a cellular memory that carries mm-hmm. just each and every experience that we have ever had. But it doesn't just carry the experience. It carries the emotional baggage that was with it. And so because we absorbed it and collected it, and then we considered that, oh, that's what happens when X, Y, and Z takes place. So when X, Y, and Z presents itself or an energy that's similar, it doesn't even have to be the X, Y, and Z experience, but it can be an energy. And so that energy will kind of like pop up, right? That energy will rise up in us. And then we all have whatever the response or the reaction it is that we believe needs to happen so that we can stay safe and protected. You know, so those are things that I was thinking about this morning, right? The understanding of, you know, how we perceive things, how we receive them, and then how we held them in, and this was automatic. This is something that I want everybody to understand. This is not something that we did deliberately. We didn't do this deliberately. This is an automatic function because it's about staying safe. It's about self-preservation. And so we collect those experiences along with the emotion and that feeling so that we can recognize it when it presents itself again or when something similar to that presents itself, because now that's the frequency that our energetic body goes to. So then it's fight, flight, freeze, fawn, whatever it is that we need to do, we do it automatically. And this is why we have the responses that we have and how sometimes, right, there will be those times when we go, gosh, I didn't want to respond that way, but I responded that way. I don't understand why I did that again. But that has to do with how it is that we believe the situation, what direction was that moving into? Did we feel unsafe? Did we feel that this was not going to a place where we were going to feel okay in the environment and that we needed to do something about it, whether it was, you know, run or, you know, or fight or, you know, whatever it was that we felt that we needed to do, that this is what we do because it's automatic. It's an automatic thing until it's not automatic, right? Until we're able to dissect, you know, unravel all of that and to be able to say, oh, I understand that experience that I had, that energy felt very similar. And that's why I had that response. And now that I understand that, I need to create a better response because that may not be the healthiest response for me at this time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I know for me, like, I mean, I can only really speak for me. My buttons have always been the need to be vindicated, right? The need not, it's not about, yes, it is the ego wanting to be right, but it's not so much even about needing to be right, but needing to be heard. I've always been the one that hides other people's flaws, tries to protect other people's weaknesses, doesn't ever want to overstep or call anybody out on their stuff. And that sounds high and mighty, but it's really not. It's more about taking other people's stuff on. And so it took me a really long time to get to the place where I could say, I don't need to be vindicated. I don't need to be right. I don't need to know anything but what I know inside of me, right? That's a really hard place to get to. It's not an easy place to get to when you center yourself and you know this is, it takes a lot of work to get there. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I get trapped a lot, but I get trapped a lot less than I used to. And it always comes back to me going, well, what is, why is this worth my energy right now? Is it because I need to be right or vindicated? Because if that's the case, they're never really going to understand from my perspective, no matter what, anyway. Anybody can only understand from their perspective. So yes. Right there, that kind of takes a big hook out, right? And then the other part is, am I determining my worth and value or what I feel is coming out of the situation based on what they think or what I feel?
Hmm.
And when I get to those two things, those are like my two questions now. It's like, is this worth my time? Am I going to get anywhere? And is there anything that's going to help this for me to be vindicated? And usually the answer is always no. There's exceptions. There's exceptions, you know, when you're in an intimate relationship or you have a boundary or there's things you have to stick to your guns. But most of the stuff that I see going out there, Marilyn, is trigger, 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 crazy, crazy, mm-hmm. crazy. I'm not in my power, right? And that's the whole point of our show is to try and help people find their center and their core and at least go, why am I reacting like this? I mean, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have thought, why am I reacting like this? I wouldn't even be conscious enough to have that question.
Well, it's so, right, because part of this... Let's think about, again, you know, we are in the rediscovery of the self. And when we're doing this, what's happening is that energetically, and I was talking about it this morning, energetically, we're going through this cycle where some of that old stuff is coming up to greet us because some of that stuff needs to be re-identified. And re-identified. Because what happens is that when we are able to, we are a lot stronger than we were back then, right? When we were experiencing whatever it was we were experiencing. And we have a lot more, tools, right, that we can work with while we are re-identifying the experience. And so that we are in a stronger place right now where we can actually take a look at what it is and we don't have to see it. I always say, let's look at it like we're watching a movie and we are not the character, right? But these are characters and we're watching them and we're trying
now
look at it. Yes. And I'm looking at it from a different perspective, right? And the perspective is, wow, what would I do if that? And, that was not, okay, maybe he should have done that. Or maybe what about he could have done this or could have done that. Now I'm learning something, right? Because what I'm learning is that there was a whole other experience that could have happened. The only difference was that I didn't have the tools or I didn't have the resources. I didn't know how. And so now I'm learning that, now I do have the tools because now I can see this from a different perspective and I can retrieve the medicine from the experience. So the experience will not have the same charge in me that it had before my processing of that event. Because so long as the event lives in us and it's not processed, right? Because we haven't reviewed it and we haven't like really taken a really good look at what is, did this come to teach me? What did I learn from this experience? Until then, we are still vibrating from the frequency of that energy whenever it shows up. So whenever that energy shows up, and listen, we don't even know what that looks like or feels like until it comes up. So it's almost like this, you know, we're always in that automatic place and we don't want that. We don't, you know, like I look at it and I say, that is not how I choose to be in the world. I choose to be in a different responsive way, right? Where I'm more proactive than reactive. And how can I do that? I have to be more present. And the more present that I am, the more gets transformed in my life, right? So I'm hoping that like this conversation that we're having will have like a light bulb moment, you know, for everyone to begin the transformation that is necessary at this time. Because a lot of shifting, and you see people reacting the way they react, because I've seen it too. I mean, I'm surprised, you know. And even sometimes I go, ooh, something's stirring up in me.
I'm like, baffled. I'm like, I'm like, if you would have told me 5 years ago that this would happen, I really wouldn't have believed you. I really would have. At some of the stuff that's going on, it is so important the way you put that, because if we can be in the perspective of the observer and be discerning. I mean, I know for me, I'm a fighter. I can't help it. I'm a warrior. I'm the first one that'll kick shit to the curb. That's what I do. I always have. And I'm softening up. I can't help it. I got to become a cream puff. That's my life goal, to be soft and sweet and, you know, look at the love space instead of the fight space. So it's a real struggle for me. But I will say that when you get in that encounter with somebody else and you see crazy, or you just see, if you just observe two other people, human beings being crazy together, nobody's hearing anything. Nobody's receiving anything. Nothing. It's arrow, 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 spew, spew, spew. You know, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just locking
it's not even. And the truth is that it's not even about what is really in front of them, right? It really has nothing to do with what is happening in the moment. It really has to do what has happened in the past and what is surfacing from the words or the actions that that are being received by each party. And so this is something that has to be like, look, I can find myself, you know, moving in the direction of, you know, maybe not feeling so safe and not feeling like, you know, things are, you know, okay, because I could go back into, you know, the old energy of, you know, when things were so distorted and when I was feeling unsafe, or when I was feeling, you know, like, you know, somebody's going to, how would I say, have the upper hand, you know, and
you're talking about your survival.
Yeah. And so when you feel that, you know, it's about being able to identify it in the moment. And even, I mean, I go like this and I say, oh my God, with all the work that I've done and all the work that I continue to do, there are those moments when I recognize that I'm moving in that energy of the stance of, you know, I am going to, you know, if I need to, you know, how would I say, defend this, which then I have to pull myself and say, hold on, what is it that you're trying to defend, young lady? What is it that you're trying to defend?
Right.
Because it's not about this. It's about
really
the whole.
Important?
And the truth is that it really has a lot to do with the belief that I'm holding on to. This old belief of an experience that probably happened when I was a young girl, you know, and you know, when things maybe didn't go down right, and maybe somebody did have the upper hand, and I didn't have the power, and I didn't have the control over anything. And then so something like this presents itself, and where are you? You know, feeling like you need to protect yourself. And so that's your response, and that's your reaction. Yeah.
So, Marilyn, we're going to go off to our first break, and we're going to come back and we're going to explore how we stay empowered and how we stay centered and how that feels.
Yeah.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back. So we're having the conversation about, right, how to recognize proactive. Right, proactive versus reactive and our perceptions around that, which are really so important. Power. Right, and that personal power that we have.
There's and where a our lot personal of power, power struggles. Is. Yeah, there's a lot of power struggles going on right now. You can see it in politics. You can see it in global warming. You can see it in divisions of states. You can see it in
relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it's like every single thing. You can go very global to very like home-based.
Yes.
But their power trips, power struggles, the right for your power, standing in your power, being empowered, you know, it doesn't surprise me because we are in Leo season and Leo is the sun. It's the heart energy. It's the power source, right? And it's the hottest month of the year here in Colorado. A lot of what we've got going on, too, is about power and how people can pay for their power, right? Their electricity. Yeah. And yeah. I mean, it's just a big theme that's going on right now.
It's better. You know, I'm thinking about this and I'm going, you know, it's about understanding our feelings better. And the beliefs that we have around our reactions and how we can help ourselves gather the information. Because, I'm going like this and I'm saying, oh, wow, hold on. It's, you know, it's the experience that we're having and how it is that we're going to re-experience it and change it so that we don't have to re-experience the same experience again. Because then we're just cycling in that cycle of not getting anywhere. Right. So it's gathering the information and understanding that everything that's being presented to us, if we can step back and see it from a higher perspective, then we can actually shift that energy inside of us.
It's really important what you just said, too, because, you know, there's a lot of accountability. I mean, if you're going to take accountability for how other people are treating you and how you're having power struggles with people, you also have to start with you and say, well, I need to be the observer of my own movie and objectively look at my part, whether it's Charles Bronson or Clint Eastwood. If you're out there acting like a vigilante, shooting everybody with arrows, you're not exactly going to get a nice, fluffy, warm, nurturing response, are you? Because I know my whole life, especially my young life, I was the troublemaker. I was the big mouth. I was the one who talked about the elephant in the room. But, you know, and as a young adult, I did the same thing. And everybody was like, screw you. I don't want to hear about the elephant in the room, you know. But I was so stuck on knowing what I knew to be right versus being discerning and observant in the way I am behaving, right? So it took a real eye-opening turn to look at, you know, I didn't think of myself as defensive because I was so busy being defensive, right? I couldn't even see the forest for the trees.
And it's understanding that what we believe to be our truth is not necessarily the truth of another.
It is our truth.
And so what happens is that when we can step out of that understanding and we can understand that, you know what? I believe this and you believe that. And neither one of us is wrong because we're right in our belief, whatever that is, until we shift and change it and then it becomes different. So that's really important, too, to understand that we have to give people space and time to get to wherever it is that they need to go. Because the majority of the times we don't know where we're going. So it's so important for us.
We don't know what's happening in the planet.
Yes. So
we don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Sometimes there's those dormant, I call them frequencies, right? But there's dormant information that's just there. It's there. But we don't even understand that that is a frequency that, although it's dormant because it hasn't been called up yet, it's still very much so powerful, activated. Yes, and it can explode at any moment if tapped into, right? So proceed with caution is what I say. Proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Don't dormant just jump in. Yes. It's just sleeping. So, you know, it's like the sleeping giant, right?
It's waking just mostly the sleeping dead, giant. Like from Princess Bride. She's not dead. She's just mostly dead. Yeah. That just makes me laugh. I do want to say there's also a whole dynamic with Pluto right now, bringing up shocking things. Shocking things are coming to the surface. Things that we maybe didn't want to look at that we knew and we put a lid on. Someday I'll get to that pot. You know, bam, the lid is on the ceiling and the pot is overboiled. So here you are having to deal with that explosion. There's a lot of things going on, bringing things to the surface for all of us in the world to address them, to become empowered, to know that we can surmount this and rise above it and grow through it. We're all growing through what we're going through, regardless of where you are in your scale of consciousness, right?
And how we handle it. Yeah, and how we handle it is one of the most important things, is how we handle it, because we have to.
I think it is the most important thing.
Yes, because if we do not recognize, first of all, we have to know how we respond to certain situations. If we're familiar with our responses, that helps us to know and to navigate the energy that's moving through, right? Because there's going to be stuff that's going to come up. I'm telling you, I am experiencing a lot of this, and I know that I'm going like this, and I have to tap down, and I got to go like this, and I have to say, okay, what's this about? Here we go. Let's just try to figure out, what is this about? What is this trying to tell me? Or what am I tapping into that maybe I am stronger now, that I can reach in now, and I can pull this up, and I can look at it from a higher perspective, so that I do not continue to hold on to this energy as the absorber of this energy, so that I can allow the freedom of this energy to just dissipate, right? Because it's only been there because I have not allowed it to move in my fear or in my time when I probably felt the best thing to do to be strong through it and to move through it is to put it away and just not talk about it or not do anything about it. And then there'll come a moment in time. We don't know that at the time. But it's something that also, what I'm going to say is that it's important for us to always understand that even though we may have put that down and said, you know, I need to push through. I need to move through. I cannot spend time on this. That energy has been an energy that has helped to create who you are and dictate how you respond in the world and how you see the world as well and how you experience yourself in the world and how you experience the world, right? So all of this is important because these are little, I want to say like little ding, 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 little bells, right? We're ringing. It's like, I love to play. Dots. Yeah, I used to love to play. I forgot that table game that
the
you pull
xylophone.
And then all the bells, and then you hit all the bells. It's not ping pong. I forgot what it is. It's a it's a machine. It's a game system. And so you pull the lever and then the ball is in front of it and then it rings every single bell that you know what I mean? Like it, and it rings, 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 and it hits. And then it goes down hopefully the one you wanted, the path you wanted. But sometimes you didn't get the path you wanted. Sometimes
so you
end up on a different path.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you think
like
about that and
carnival?
You say, yeah. Yes, yes. So, and even in arcades and stuff. So what happens
That's
is,
what I
now
meant.
Think, yeah, so now think yeah. about this as your our lives, right? Here we have the ball set, right? And we're pulling it. And the expectation is that it's going to go down a certain path, ring certain bells, and then
Are
go
you
into
pinball.
Yeah,
pinball.
Yeah, pinball.
That's like my favorite
right?
game.
Now I
Go
love
ahead.
That game. So now, now think of it as an analogy yeah. to life, right? So here we yeah. are, and we pull the lever, and our expectation is, yeah. is that we're going to get in whatever zone we want. Maybe it's 100 points or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, the triple bonus.
Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So now what happens is that, oh man, we did it, but we ended up going off path, and we ended up in like the 20 zone or the 10 zone, right? And so it's this is what happens in life, right? Right? In life, we have experiences that we don't always end up where we thought we were going to end up, or we don't have the experiences that we thought we were going to have. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and then we create a belief around that, which is maybe, oh, well, I'm never going to have what I want. Or, you know, every time I try to do this, it never works itself out. And, you know, we don't look at it from a different perspective, like, oh, maybe I'm doing step A, B, C, and maybe I should do a different step. Maybe I should do 3, 4, 5. Maybe it's not even A, B, C. Maybe it's not in the alphabet. Maybe it's in the numeric, right? So this is what I'm saying. It's about understanding that it's not so much that we're getting it wrong. If we're getting it wrong, we're learning something. We're learning something. Yeah. I think that every time that we get something wrong, to me, it's a celebration, because we go like this. Damn, I learned that that wasn't the way, but I also learned how I probably can do it better, and how and the reasons why this doesn't work, because now I have these tools to take for another experience that I do not have to re-experience, right? So this is,
exactly.
you know, it's really important to recognize how it is that we're thinking.
Yeah, and I think it's really important, too, because nobody's saying that these are not unpredictable times, that these are not, there are not erratic energies. We are in a very transformational time right now. Huge, huge changes. There's not anybody on the planet that is not probably aware of this. Probably even the Russian space station, they're having issues. Whatever they are, they're happening over there too. You know, wherever you are, there you are, right? So the truth of the matter is, like, for me, I looked at how can I be proactive for the month of August? What do I want for just this month only? In knowing that it's a tumultuous time. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I had to get that word out, but I did. So,
because it is.
No, because it's tumultuous.
It is.
Yeah, that's
the energy.
Get out
yeah.
of my mouth. That was not
yes.
the people. So
that's the
they're
energy.
Pushing that through. But I know I want to, like, look. I don't know about you, but if you're anything like me as a human, you got a file cabinet so full of crap with shit in it that you have not looked at for 20 years. I need to clean that out. And I need to, why do I need to clean that out? I need to clean that out because I need to make room for some new things to come in, some new files, some new downloads, some new information. So I am being personally, I'm sharing my personal experience of being proactive in the month of August, of purging everything I can. Everything, you know, from my skin on my face to my files in my cabinets to my closets that I haven't worn things to the old patterns that I now know need to go emotionally. That sounds easy and like a nice little list. It's not. You have to go in
it's
and
a lot
look,
of work.
At it, look at the ugly stuff, clean it out, get the green cleaner, you know, seventh generation. That's what I use. you know, I don't want the toxins.
Yeah.
But no, literally, this for me is let it rise. Let me be flexible, adaptable, courageous, and have faith that I am proactively releasing whatever needs to go now so that I can have the space the time,
yeah,
the awareness to allow some new things to emerge. They can emerge if you're so backed up and clogged up. That's the truth.
Yeah. And the important thing that, yeah, and the important thing, I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that the one of the most important things is that you make it a practice. That
yes,
you make that your life practice.
And
that you make
intention.
That your life practice.
I get up.
Yeah.
One bag of garbage a day. I haven't worn this in forever. I can donate it, chuck it, or save it in a box for later and decide later. But that is also with my emotional baggage. That's just a metaphor for the crap in my house.
No.
It's not just that. It is, what did I take on it for? And do I really need to survive the same way I did it for? Of course I don't. I've got much better tools, as I've shared my beautiful crocheted rainbow enlightened spiritual tool belt last week. You know, so yeah, I'm getting out those tools. I'm doing some renovations. I'm purging. I'm making space for some new things to crop up, to plant seed.
That's and it should be part
I'm
of
being proactive.
Right. And this should be like the new pattern, the new way. It's like sometimes people say, well, you know, I'm on a diet and I'm going to give this up and I'm going to give that up. And this is what I say. Okay, first of all, diets don't really work. Because when you say that, I know for myself, I go like this and I say the word diet makes me want food.
I want it so bad right away. I'm going to have
it. It makes me want, it makes me want food when I say that.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. So the thing is to remember that if we practice healthy eating, the same way like you're saying, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm releasing myself from this and releasing myself from that. If we make it that this is how we're going to live our life, this is the way we are going to live in the world by daily doing this as a practice in our lives, then we are moving in the direction of remembering who we are, because we are actually, and we're giving ourselves back our power. And that's the most important part. So when you are able to practice the way you set it in motion and you continue to do that as a way of life, that is like the most powerful thing we can do, right? One of the most powerful things we can do. So I know we're going to be off to a break. And so we'll
our
return. Yes, and we'll return
it's
back
be our
with
final break.
Yeah.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. We're just terrible hosts. We didn't even put our phone number out, but you know what? Next week we will. I'm sorry.
Yes.
We forgot to do that, Marilyn.
Yeah,
so,
I did too.
You know, we're talking about personal empowerment, and I just share for myself what's going on because That's, hey, look, it's my little flesh suit I'm living in. I'm just going to share what I feel like sharing. Mm-hmm. So, because hopefully,
and I'm sure everybody's feeling similar ways, right?
Yes, we are all being tested and we're all being stretched to gather our faith and our courage and know that with determination and discernment, we're all going to be okay. And you know what? Being a good neighbor, being a good friend, being a little conscious for other people right now goes a long way. I just want to throw that in. I know you have something really nice to share with
it's
us
important.
Today, Marilyn.
Yeah, because I was thinking about, you know, the topic that we were having today, and I was you know, and then I said, so what can I really talk about? What can I infuse in this conversation? It's about, you know, face it till you make it. Recognize, allow yourself to feel it. Review the feelings and what they are attached to. Follow the thread. Follow the thread. Re-experience it from the place of the observer and see it from a higher perspective. Reset your interpretation of the old experience. Dare to make decisions. Dare to make decisions. Trust in your process. Trusting in your process is really important, right? So whatever turns up, handle it. But do not judge yourself based upon the turnout, whether it's good or bad. Be thankful and grateful for the opportunity of trying again. It is better to try and fail than to never have tried at all because of the fear of failure. Mm-hmm. Right? So when we fail, it's an opportunity to learn and to retrieve the medicine from the teaching, which will assist us in our shifting. It's when we shame, blame, dismiss, criticize ourselves for our outcomes that we lose sight of the gem that the experience came to present us with. It's important to reframe from self-judgment, for that leads us to creating beliefs around the experience as though the experience is us. That's so important, right? And I didn't really finish, but those feelings become, right? Those feelings become our belief system. And we are then the feelings and the belief. And then we're walking around in that energy, which we really don't need, right? We don't really need that energy.
I think that's really important because I don't think that, you know, we say, oh, we fear change. And as humans, I think it's true. My life path is a 5 in numerology. I'm all about change. But I don't think we really fear change as much as we fear loss. The loss of who I used to be. The loss of letting go of this pattern that's become so familiar. What do I do then? And I would say, you know, that's where the being courageous comes in, and being flexible and being adaptable and, you know,
resilient.
A rigid string is going to break. A loose string is going to stretch and bend and be pliable. And so there is some these big changes are bringing changes because the old you is no longer sustainable to your soul in your process. So being
and
flexible
it's scary,
and adaptable
isn't it?
Yes, allowing things to come as they arrive instead of trying to make things happen. Being flexible to what shows up because that's what change is bringing, the new things that are uncharted territory. So,
and if we think about it, right, like the reason that we do have also the fear of change is because we've been taught. Whether it be by words or actions, you know, or experiences that we've had, that change is not a good thing. So when you, when people,
best thing that could happen? No grandparent ever said to me ever.
No.
That did not come out of anyone's mouth.
What's the worst that can happen?
Esther Hicks. What's the best thing that could happen? When you change that one word, it changes everything.
At least
your perspective.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, it's all.
And then you go down that. Just think about it. When you say that, you just go down the path of, oh, scary.
Oh, it's all going to. the shift is going to hit the fan now, people. Yes. And so, but the truth of the matter is, yeah, what's the best thing that could happen? What's the most wonderful thing I could actually accomplish today? Even if it's just my dirty drawer, my dirty little secret with all my post-its and crumbs from my last potato chip, you know? I mean, even if it's something that little, you get a great sense of accomplishment when you have that nice clean drawer and you open up and go, oh, wow, and you find things you forgot that you put in there, you know?
Yeah.
And you find things that go in the bin and you go, bye-bye, hasta la vista, I don't need you anymore. You know, it's really a metaphor, but it's so true. It's so true.
And it's necessary in these times. And that's why, you know, I think that this is a wonderful topic to talk about, because we all need tools. We all need more tools. You know, we need to be able to use them. We cannot, look, dust them off. Dust your tools off. Because I know that people that are listening are probably thinking about right now in this moment, right? I can feel that and experience that they're saying, oh, yeah, I forgot about this. And I forgot about that. And I forgot about this. Uh-huh. Because it's important to recognize that you have the power to pick up any one of those tools, to re-experience them, and to be able to start to shift, because that's why you collected them to begin with. You didn't collect those tools that were going to help you in this time for no reason. It's because we were going to be using them today.
Drive a bunch of crap around behind you, you know? Like, you know what I'm seeing when you're talking is the Tin Man and his oil can, you know? Mm. And, you know, it's just like you just literally need one or two drops. That's it.
Yeah, and there you go.
You can move it, you know? It's like he couldn't even move his mouth. You know?
Yeah. And sometimes it's self-empowering words that you use that can help you to uplift, lift, to shift, to change. Maybe it's just saying, okay, so maybe we don't agree, but we can agree to disagree, right? We can agree that we may not come to an agreement about this, but we fully understand that we're still going to respect and we're still going to love each other. Simply because that's what's necessary.
You might be pushing it a little bit there, Marilyn, this week. I'm just saying. No, I'm right there with you.
I think it's important.
Sarcastic.
Yeah.
I know. It is. We do have to love each other as a mankind, because we're not going to make it if we don't. I mean, that's just.
And I gotta say that there are those times when it's hard.
It's not easy.
Because sometimes people make it so hard to love them, but that's when we have to love them the most, because that's a soul. This is how I see it. That's a soul that is calling out for love and can't find it. And we need to be that vessel. We need to be that vessel. And usually when that happens, I send the bubble of love to that person so that they can just sit in that bubble and just, you know, absorb that love and feel that love, because it's so important, because that's what that soul wants. And maybe the person doesn't even recognize that that's what they need, but their soul is saying, please.
You know, when I was a little girl and they didn't know I had dyslexia yet, and I would have these fits. I would go into an absolute rage, and because I couldn't do what all my friends could do, and my father wasn't a very, you know, nice person with patience, and I would be so beyond hysterical, and my mother would put me in an ice cold bath, and people thought, oh my God, that's just horrible. But what she did was she got me back to my center, and she shocked the crap out of me so that I could come back to myself. It was the only thing that would work, and it worked. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, that is, I was like, what, 7 years old, 8 years old? But sometimes you have to go that extra mile and do things a little different and maybe shock other people to do something shocking when somebody is in shock, when they are beside themselves, when they are in such a rage, because that's the thing that gets their attention, that gets them to see, to stun them back into who they really are, right? And that's what
you're
thinking
about. Well, and it's shocking. Yeah, yes. And it's shocking the system, right? The entire yes. system gets shocked.
It's like a reboot.
And when it,
yes.
Yes. And so it's like, I mean, people do that. They go into saunas and then they go into really cold.
That's true. You know, I don't do that.
Areas.
Yes, bless to, your heart.
And this is about shocking. I did it when I went to Mount
the polar
Shasta.
Bear
and I have to tell you,
crazy
it was amazing. I loved it.
Now that's the root chakra of the world. The ley lines for the root chakra. Yes, Mount Shasta. I haven't been there.
Look yeah. All right. Oh, man, the spring water. Oh, my God, it was amazing. The mineral really? Baths. It was just amazing. I loved it. And I did get, and I did experience that because I am one of these people that says, well, I'm going to have to experience this. I'm not going to come all the way over here and not do it.
Right,
let's do it.
And yes.
Yeah. And so it was, I don't really care for cold water.
No,
but I like
don't
hot
either.
Water. But yeah. It was, I do have to tell you that I felt that there was such a reboot, right? It was almost like
a reboot.
You know, a reboot to yes. recenter and to rebalance. And I just kept doing it. You know, I just kept going from my mineral bath into the beautiful waters of cold.
Okay.
I have an amazing picture that my sacred sister took, and I'm actually in the water, and I have this blanket wrapped around me, and I look like. I look like I'm part of the water in the picture. It's amazing. It's a beautiful picture.
I love to see that picture.
Can I say
one more thing before we run out of time?
Yeah.
Because I think it's important. I love Alanya Van Sant, and she says,
I love
when
her
you
too.
See crazy coming, you cross the street.
Yes.
So yeah. I do want to just, I am not a fear monger. I don't feel feet fear. That's not what I do. But this is a bit of a warning. People are really hot headed. You don't have to interject.
Engage.
And be in everything. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is
you don't have to engage.
To maybe not engage and take care of yourself. I just, you know, we don't need that many underdogs this week is my point. And I don't want, I want, because we're so far on the other side of love and light and yes, but sometimes you cross the street and you don't, you know, and you only you as a being know when that is. Yeah.
And I think discerning. That, I mean, it makes sense, right, to do that because why would you want to stay on that same it's you're on that same frequency. You will engage with it because you will absorb that energy.
You can get caught up in it. That's right.
Yes, you will absorb it. And so in order to not absorb it, move to the other side. Cross the street. Turn around and
get
go in the opposite direction.
Drive as fast as you can.
And it's not that you aren't. And let's understand something. It's not that we're saying, you know, how would I say? Not you. It's not that you're saying
injustice
or that you're losing any kind of, you know, power or anything like that. What you're doing is you're making it so that there's more peace. And so that there's more peace in the world. Because remember, if we do not engage. And if there's no one to engage, then there is no fire up, right? That's the other thing. So if everybody were to do that, then who is that person going to battle if there's nobody there to battle with?
Yeah,
so let's think about that.
If there's not a little fire ant to fight with, then, you know, you got fisticuffs out for no reason.
Yeah,
you can just
so
do,
it's
what
important.
Is that? Spontaneous combustion.
And I do have to say, I understand that it is hard because the energy is a little, I want to say, it's very loopy. It's very, it feels very, I think it's very traumatizing where it can take you to places that if you aren't ready, right, you can go into the energy of being explosive. And so it's not necessary to do that. I think that with this type of energy, it's good to sit at home. It's good to go inside and to say, what is it that is troubling me in this moment? What is it that I'm believing, and that I'm feeling so that I can go and deactivate that? Because I do not need to go outside to do that.
Yes. And how about when things get hot and clammy and you get crabby, and go to your bathroom, get a nice little washcloth, get it nice and cool, wring it out, and put it on the back of your neck. You'd be amazed how good that makes you feel. I mean, seriously, a 3-second timeout chill. Just take those moments and go, I'm okay. I'm going to breathe through it. It will shift.
Yeah.
I don't need to solve the world's problems. Yeah.
And I don't need to fix you.
Chillax.
Right? And I don't need to fix you, because when we're busy trying to fix somebody else,
anybody.
Come on, let everybody, let everyone do their work. You do yours around the situations that you have, right? Mm-hmm. If you can do your work, if everybody were to do that, we would be doing pretty good, right? But we're all so busy.
Really,
we're so busy in everybody else's stuff. Mm-hmm. And not looking at our own. And we need to look at our own stuff.
It's a lot easier to do that. I mean, that's what we think. But it's really not. That's what we think. If we focus on their crazy, then nobody has to look at my crazy.
So I'm going to say that you can reach me at universalsacredmedicine.com.
And angelwithanedge.com. Peace and blessings.
Yeah, we love you. Blessings, love, and light to all.
Stay cool.